Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your help that we have received. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs that we need at this time. Thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you for making us victorious and successful. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our heart. Thank you for showing us great love. Thank you for giving us blessings we do not deserve. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to know you more than ever before. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the strength you have given to us to do your will. Thank you for the strength to please you. Thank you for the strength to live a life that is righteous and pure in your sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the answers to our prayers that we have received. And thank you for more of our prayers you are still going to answer. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence that is here among us. Thank you for your power that is here among us. Thank you because we shall not seek you in vain. We shall not pray in vain. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here, Lord, in your presence to worship you, to praise you, to seek your face, and to pray. Oh Lord, we ask that you show us mercy. Be merciful unto every life. Show us mercy and help us. In Jesus' name. Intervene in our present situations. And give us the help that we need at this time. In Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you solve the problems in the lives of your people. And let your people have testimonies to share in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayers. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Savior, we lift your name high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. We'd like home to be. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah, with light unto thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God, and miracle worker. Your worthy, O Lord. Your worthy, You worthy, O Lord. King of glory. You worthy, O Lord. Invisible God. And miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Jesus, You are here. Savior, You are here. Holy Spirit, You are here. You are here for us. Jesus, You are here. Father, You are here. Holy Spirit, You are here, You are here for us. Jesus, You are here. Father, You are here. Holy Spirit, You are here. You are here. For us, until I reach my own, until I reach my own, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning Windy, thou changest not thy compassion, they feel not. Hard thou art been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, thy heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. There is power, power on the walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power on the walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power on the walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power on the walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord, All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We have our Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done. Great things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he has done. Great things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Oh, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone, because I know He owned my fear too. My life is worth a living just because He lives. Because He lives. Because He lives. I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. We bow before Your throne. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before Your throne. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your throne. You are the glorious God. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain Your power. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain, Lord Jesus. Let it rain. Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. Jesus will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus will be to be glorified. Jesus will be Jehovah. Jesus will be to be glorified. Jesus will be Lord. Your will be found. Jesus will be to be glorified. Jesus will be Jehovah. Jesus will be to be glorified. Jesus will be Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are more than a living God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory you are. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who we are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore, we serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Worship him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Surely the great God is the Almighty God. Is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is the King of Glory. Is the Lord of Hosts. Is the Bright and Morning Star. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The God of Heaven and the Earth. The King of Israel. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Worship him. He makes impossible things possible. He controls times and seasons. He reverses irreversible things. He makes ways in the wilderness. And he makes rivers come out of the desert. He brings things out of nothing. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. He is the all-sufficient God. And he is the self-sufficient God. He is so full of grace. So full of truth. So full of light, so full of mercy, so full of compassion. Worship him for we. He is before all things, and he's the one holding all things together. Glorify him. Magnify him. He reigns forever and ever. There is no end to his reign. There is no end to his kingdom. There is no end to his government. Worship him. He's the helper of the helpless. He is our present help in times of need. Glorify him. Worship him, he's highly exalted, far above principalities, far above powers, far above rulers, far above kings and kingdoms. He's highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. He's highly exalted, far above all. Far above everything and everyone. worship the King of Glory, the King of the Universe. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. He's a good God. He's a loving God. And He's a merciful God. Praise Him for who He is. He's the only true Savior. Beside Him, there is no other Savior. Only Him gives eternal life. There is no other God that can give eternal life. Worship Him. Only Him is life. Only Him has life. Only Him lives forever. No other God can give life. Praise Him for who He is. We worship You, Father. Only You can speak and Your words comes to pass. No one can make anything happen if You have not authorized it. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praise. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for being so good to me. Thank You for being so kind to me. Thank You for being so compassionate toward me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for being so good, for being so kind, for being so loving, for being so compassionate, for being so merciful toward me and my household, toward me and my family. Thank You, Father. Thank You for being so merciful. Thank You for being so kind. Thank You for being so compassionate. Thank You for being so good to me. Thank You, Father. Thank You for helping me when I needed help. Thank You for protecting me when I needed protection. Thank You for defending me in the battles of life. Thank You, Lord, for covering me with Your presence. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for not allowing the agenda of my enemies to happen to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Lord, for not allowing the agenda of my enemies, the plans of my enemies, to happen in my life. Thank You, Father. Continue to thank Him. Thank You, Lord, for not allowing the plans of the kingdoms of darkness to prevail in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the plans of the evil one to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing their attacks to prevail over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for putting the enemy to shame concerning my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for putting the enemy to shame concerning my life, concerning my destiny. Thank you, because the evil intentions of my enemies is not happening. You have not allowed the evil intentions of my enemies toward me to happen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting my enemies to shame concerning my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings, your great blessings that are about to manifest in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your great blessings that are going to manifest in my life very shortly. Thank you for your great help that will manifest in my life very shortly. Continue to pray like that. Your great blessing, your great help are going to manifest in my life very shortly. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father, because you're going to release your blessings into my life. You're going to shower your blessings upon my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for a beautiful future, for a glorious future you have prepared for me. Say, thank you, Father, for a glorious future you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for a beautiful future, for a glorious future you have prepared for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a beautiful future, a fulfilling future, and a glorious future you have prepared for me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God take away every barrier the kingdom of darkness have set to stop my progress at this time. To let the fire of God take away the barrier. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God take away every barrier the enemy has set to stop my progress at this time. Every barrier the powers of darkness have set to stop my progress, to stop my success at this point in time, let fire of God remove the barriers right now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic roadblock that have hindered my progress, let the fire of God remove them right now. Every satanic barrier, witchcraft barrier, that is stopping my progress, stopping my moving forward, let the fire of the Holy Ghost remove them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. And I want you to still raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy every covenant of darkness that have been established to make sure that each day of my life does not produce good things unto me. Every covenant Satan has established to make sure that each day of my life doesn't produce good things unto me. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every covenant that has been made with time, every covenant of darkness that have been made with time, established in time, to make sure that each day of my life doesn't yield good things. Let the blood of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy such covenants. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic covenant, occultic covenant, witchcraft covenant that have been established in the day, that have been established to make sure that the days of my life do not produce good things to me, let the blood of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy those covenants. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every covenant of darkness that has been tied with time to make sure that each day of my life, each hour of my life doesn't produce good things to me, let the blood of Jesus destroy such covenant. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every ritual that has been done in darkness, by darkness, to make sure that each day of my life doesn't produce good things unto me. Fire of God, consume those rituals. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost consume every ritual that has been done by darkness, that has been done by agents of darkness, every ritual that has been done by worshippers of Satan, to ensure that each day of my life doesn't produce good things unto me. Fire of the Holy Ghost consume the ritual. Destroy the ritual. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every ritual that has been done by witches and wizards, every ritual that has been done and that is being done by agents of Satan to make sure that each day of my life doesn't produce good things to me, fire of God consume them all right now. Fire of God consume them. Fire of God consume them. Consume them in the name of Jesus. Whether the rituals were done in the physical realm or in the invisible realm, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic ritual, satanic ritual, witchcraft ritual that has been done to make sure that I don't see good things in my life, to make sure that I don't experience positive changes in my life, fire of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every sacrifice that have been offered on satanic altars to make sure that no good thing happen in my life. They let the blood of Jesus destroy every sacrifice that has been offered on satanic altars to make sure that no good thing happened in my life. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. We have a sacrifice that is greater than any other sacrifice. The blood of Jesus is the greatest sacrifice. Right now, let the blood of Jesus destroy every sacrifice that has been offered on satanic altars, on demonic altars, on the altars of occultism, on the altars of witches and wizards, on the altars of witch doctors, to ensure that nothing good happened in my life and destiny. Let the blood of Jesus consume such sacrifices right now in the name of Jesus. Any form of sacrifice, whether blood sacrifice or human sacrifice, that has been offered on evil altars to ensure that nothing good happens to me and in my life and in my calling and in my destiny, let the blood of Jesus consume them now. Let the blood of Jesus consume them. Let the blood of Jesus consume them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. And this time you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every sacrifice and ritual that have been done in the realms of darkness to put a limitation on my life, to put a limitation on my destiny. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every sacrifice and ritual that has been done in realms of darkness to put a limitation on my life, to put a limitation on my finances, to put a limitation on my calling, on my career, on my destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Vishna hete sotengana hasidegana. Majasan te vistenegana. Blood of Jesus. Destroyed every ritual, every sacrifice that has been done in the realms of darkness, every activity, every oppression, every work that has been done in the realms of darkness to put a limitation on my life, to put a limitation on my spiritual life, on my financial life, on my calling, on my destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in my spirit, soul, and body. As I said, place your right hand on your head. I am going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Continue to pray. Every spiritual deadness, every spiritual death, spiritual weakness in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, let the resurrection power of Jesus remove them. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The first pastor of God. Every spiritual death that is walking in my spirit, every spiritual death walking in my soul, every spiritual death walking in my body, be destroyed by the resurrection power of Jesus. Be removed by the resurrection power of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual death that is allowing me to fall into temptations, every spiritual death in my spirit, soul, and body that is making me to fall into temptations, that is making me a slave to sin, a slave to the flesh, let the resurrection power of Jesus, destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every spiritual death in me that is not allowing my prayer life to be consistent, that is weakening my prayer life. Let the resurrection power of Jesus consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in me that is making me to feel at home, to feel comfortable with sin, to feel comfortable with carnality, to let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, every spiritual death in me that is making me to feel at home with worldliness, with carnal things, with fleshly things, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Every spiritual death in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, that is making me feel comfortable with carnal living, with fleshly living, with worldly lifestyle, with carnal desire, carnal thought, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual deadness, every spiritual death in my spirit, soul, and body that is making me to be comfortable with unrighteousness, with disobedience, that is making me to be comfortable with worldliness, that is making me to be comfortable with carnal lifestyle, that is making me to be comfortable with worldly things, with fleshly things, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It is a wrong thing for a Christian to lose interest in spiritual things, and then you have interest in carnal things and secular things. It is a sign of spiritual deadness if you no longer have desire and interest in spiritual things, if you no longer crave for spiritual things, you no longer desire spiritual things, you no longer desire to do spiritual exercises, that means you are dying, or you're already dead spiritually. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in me that has made me lose interest and passion and desire in spiritual things and in spiritual exercises. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in me that has made me lose interest in spiritual things, that has made me lose interest in spiritual exercises. Let them be destroyed now by the resurrection power of God, by the resurrection power of Jesus. Every death in my spirit that is not making me desire to study the Bible, to meditate on the Bible, that is not making me desire to do spiritual exercises, let the resurrection power of God consume them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. Spiritual death can also stop. Can stop your spiritual senses. And then you will not be able to hear from God. You will not be able to get revelations from God and instructions from God. So spiritual death can kill your spiritual senses. Because once your spirit man is dead or dying, then all the senses in your spirit will also die. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every death, every spiritual death in me that has killed my spiritual senses. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every spiritual death in me that have killed my spiritual senses. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. Every spiritual death in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, that has killed my spiritual abilities, that has killed my spiritual senses. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, ignite in me fire of revival that can never be quenched. The Holy Spirit, ignite in me a revival fire that can never die. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, ignite in me revival fire that can never die, that can never be quenched. Let that fire start burning in me right now. Holy Spirit, start the fire in me. Start the fire in me. Start the fire in me. Continue to pray like that. Start the fire in me right now. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, ignite in me fire of revival. Ignite in me revival fire. Ignite in me revival fire that can never be quenched. Continue to pray like that. Revival fire that the flesh cannot quench. Revival fire that the things of the world cannot quench. Revival fire that no devil, no darkness can quench. Holy Spirit, start that fire in me right now. In the name of Jesus, start the fire in me. Start the fire in my spirit. Start the fire in my soul. Start the fire in my body right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that cannot embrace unrighteousness. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that cannot embrace worldliness. So Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that cannot embrace pain. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Those are the signs of revival. An heart that cannot embrace unrighteousness. An heart that cannot embrace worldliness. Those are the signs that there is revival in your life. The Holy Spirit created me a heart that cannot embrace lust, and heart that cannot embrace pride, and heart that cannot embrace worldliness, and heart that cannot embrace idolatry. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that cannot embrace lies and deception. Create in me a heart that cannot embrace corruption and defilement. Create in me a heart that cannot embrace fame and unrighteousness. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that fears the Lord always. Create in me a heart that fears the Lord always and will not offend God. Create in me a heart that fears God and will not offend God and will not disobey God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that fears the Lord always. Create in me a heart that loves the Lord always. Create in me a heart that cannot offend God. Create in me a heart that cannot offend God. Create in me a heart that cannot disobey God. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that cannot provoke God to anger. Create in me a heart that cannot do things that displeases God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every darkness that is blocking God's blessings from dropping upon my life. Every darkness blocking God's blessings from raining upon my life. Every covering of darkness that is blocking God's blessings from falling upon my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, to remove them now. Open your mouth and pray. Dijiste gatha shadaba shtegla. Every umbrella of darkness, every canopy of darkness, every covering of darkness that is blocking God's blessings from raining upon my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Consume them all. Kushata hende jujaneglia. Bahasa tasadagarashtana. In the name of Jesus. Every cloud of darkness that is blocking God's blessings from raining upon my life, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Every cloud of darkness upon my environment, every covering of darkness upon my environment that is blocking God's blessings from raining upon my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Justesene dihustenegela. Dihustanastanagela. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, remove every poison of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body that is affecting my life, affecting my peace, affecting my health. The blood of Jesus, remove them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Just said the heart has showed us in the law. We ended the situation. Blood of Jesus, remove from my spirit, remove from my soul, remove from my body every poison of darkness that is affecting my life, every poison of darkness that is causing evil to prevail in my life, in my health. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. Every poison of darkness in my blood, every poison of darkness in my bones, in my organs, in the organs of my body, in my spirit, in my soul, that is causing evil to prevail, that is making me always weak and tired. Every poison of darkness in me that is affecting my health, affecting my well-being, affecting my peace, blood of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. Remove them now. Jahasi zidane hesina. Nasante jatasandadega. Remove them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your knee. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every activities of darkness going on in my mind to stop me from having faith and trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Put an end to them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost terminate every activity of darkness in my mind, in my emotions, that is affecting my faith in God, affecting my trust in God, affecting my love for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate such activities right now in the name of Jesus. Terminate such activities right now in the name of Jesus. Be sure to take a time every activity of demons that always go on in my mind, that always go on in my brain, that always go on in my emotions, and that is affecting my spiritual life, affecting my faith in God, affecting my love for God, affecting my trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Put an end to them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every instrument of darkness and creature of darkness that are monitoring my life and transmitting information to the realms of darkness, transmitting information about my life to the realms of darkness. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. But the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every instrument of darkness and creature of darkness that are monitoring the affairs of my life, monitoring over my life, and transmitting information about my life to the realms of darkness and to the kingdoms of darkness and to the forces of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Consume them all. Continue to pray like that. Every demonic surveillance system every demonic monitoring system that is transmitting information and details about my life, about my day, to the realms of darkness, be consumed now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed now by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I come out of every prison of darkness holding my life and destiny captive. You're going to say, I come out of them, whatever prison they have. Say, I come out of them home right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every prison of darkness holding my life and destiny captive, I come out of them right now in the name of Jesus. I come out of every prison of darkness, every witchcraft prison holding my life and destiny captive, I come out of them right now. I come out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Every prison of darkness holding my destiny captive, holding my calling captive, holding the glory of my life captive, I decree that my destiny is released right now. I decree that my calling is released right now. I decree that my glory is released right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of darkness that are creating negative things to happen in my life, creating negative situations to happen in my days. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As you search that the negative, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy every power of darkness that are creating evil to happen in my life. Creating negative things, creating negative situations to happen in my life, to happen in my day. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. 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 Every principality, every power of darkness that are creating negative things, creating negative situations to happen in my day, to happen in my life, to happen to me on a daily basis. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me your crown of honor. You're going to say, Father, put upon me your crown of greatness and honor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father put upon me your crown of greatness and honor. Your crown of greatness and honor. Put upon my head your crown of greatness. Your crown of honor. In the name of Jesus, Father, put upon me your crown of greatness and honor. In the name of Jesus, Father, put upon me your crown of greatness and honor. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, authorize your peace to prevail in my life continually. The Father authorize your peace to prevail in my life and in my environment continually. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, authorize your peace to prevail in my life, to prevail in my spirit, to prevail my body, to prevail my soul. Authorize your peace right now to prevail in my environment. Authorize your peace to prevail in my life continually. In the name of Jesus, authorize your peace right now. Authorize your peace. Authorize your peace. Authorize your peace. In the name of Jesus. Authorize your peace to prevail. Authorize your peace to prevail. Authorize your peace to prevail. In my life. In my environment. Authorize your peace to prevail continually. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, equip my hands to produce good works that are pleasing in your sight. And Father, equip my hands to produce good works that are pleasing in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, equip my hands, anoint my hands to produce good works that are pleasing in your sight. Anoint my hands, equip my hands, empower my hands to produce good works that are pleasing in your sight. In the name of Jesus, equip my hands, O Lord. Anoint my hands, O Lord. Empower my hands, O Lord, to produce good works that are pleasing in your sight. To produce good works that satisfies you, to produce good works that are according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Empower my hands right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have six more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, exalt your name in my life such that every other things bow down to your name in my life. Say, Father, exalt your name in my life so much that every other thing you have created bow down to your name in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, exalt your name. Exalt your name. Exalt your name. Bajusana deste eko jizalasana. Nene jusendeshuste de pabahasana sega. Exalt your name in my life. Exalt your name in my calling. Exalt your name in my marriage. Exalt your name in my career. Exalt your name in my destiny. Exalt your name in my life and make every other thing bow to your name in my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, make every other thing you have created, whether visible or invisible, bow to your name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Exalt your name, O Lord, in my life. Exalt your name, O Lord, in my life. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Exalt your name. Exalt your name. Exalt your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have five more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the mercies of God, let the heavens open over my life. And let the will of God for this period of my life come to pass. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the mercies of God, let the heavens open over my life. And let the will of God for this present state of my life begin to happen, begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let the will of God for this present hour of my life, let the will of God for this moment of my life, for this present age of my life, for this present month, present year of my life, begin to happen with speed in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens open over my life by the mercies of God. Let the heavens open over my life by the mercies of God. Let the heavens open over my life by the mercies of God. Let the heavens open over my life by the mercies of God, and let the will of God for my life, for my present day, for my present age, begin to come to pass. Let the will of God for me, for this period of my life, for this time of my life, for this present moment of my life, begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. The will of God for this present age of my life, for this present month, present year of my life, begin to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that is speaking untimely death over my life. Every altar of darkness, every covenant of darkness pronouncing on untimely death over my life. Blood of Jesus, consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every altar of darkness, every covenant of darkness pronouncing untimely death over my life, over my family members, over my spouse, over my children, let the blood of Jesus consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus consume them all. Let the blood of Jesus consume them all. Every hero altar, every covenant of darkness speaking untimely death upon my life, be consumed by the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' name, be consumed by the blood of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercies, let all the blessings, all your blessings that I have missed since the beginning of this year, come to me right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, let all your blessings that I have missed since the beginning of this year begin to enter into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus, all your blessings, all your help, all your favors that I have missed since the beginning of this year, Father, let them begin to enter into my hands. Let them come to me right now from wherever they are. Father, release them into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus, release them. Release them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enforce your dominion and control upon my life and upon the affairs of my life. For the plans of God to happen in my life. So Holy Spirit, enforce your dominion, enforce your control upon my life and upon the affairs of my life for the plans of God to happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishe Hesu is the nectar genera. Master Kasanastana. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, enforce your dominion. Enforce your dominion. Enforce your control upon my life, upon my days. Enforce your dominion. Enforce your control upon my life, upon the affairs of my life, so that the plans of God and the promises of God can happen easily in my life. In the name of Jesus, enforce your dominion. Enforce your control. Enforce your dominion. Enforce your control. Enforce your dominion. Enforce your control. And make all the plans of God for my life to happen now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life a channel of blessings to others. Make my life a channel through which your blessings flow to others, to many lives, to thousands and millions of lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, make me a channel through which your blessings flow to many lives all over the world. Make me a channel of your blessings. A channel of your blessing. Oh Lord, make me a channel of your blessing. Make me a channel through which your blessings flow to help others, to bless and to save others, and to change lives in their thousands and in their millions, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship and bless your name. We praise you, for you alone is the Lord, and you reign forever and ever. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. You do great and mighty works. You make impossible things possible. And you do terrible things in righteousness. We praise you, Lord, for you remain the same forever. And you cannot change, but you can change anything and any situation. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power that is with us. And thank you for our prayers that you have already answered. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you multiply your mercies upon everyone here, and that you fulfill your will in their lives in Jesus' name. Let your plans for every life begin to come into manifestation. In Jesus' name, every power that has been assigned to make sure that you do not rise into the height that God has prepared for you, I bind such power right now in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to confuse you and deceive you and mislead you so that you live a wasted life and not get a chance to fulfill the purpose for your existence. I bind such power right now in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to turn you into the enemy of your own life and destiny, I bind such power right now. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to make you a failure in the things you do and in your career and calling, I bind such power right now in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is pronouncing evil over your life and every mind that is thinking evil thoughts for your life, I silence them forever right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that the grace of God shall be sufficient in your life for every good work in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of the Lord shall uphold you and make you an overcomer in every day of your life in Jesus' name. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall fill your heart and soul continually from this day henceforth in Jesus' name. The anointing and the power that will make you a blessing to your generation and a channel through which God's blessings flow. Receive the anointing and the power right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord will use you to solve problems that no one has been able to solve in the history of the world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered.